All right, let's do this. I don't really know. Fuck, there goes the cat. I don't know if there's a setting that I'm not familiar with on this goddamn Facebook, man, because, you know, this fucking narrow screen is pretty fucked up. We've got everybody checking in here. Casey, how you doing, man? Everybody's, I love a good fire as much as the next guy, but I have things to do. Have a good night. See you later, Zach. Bye. Dumb shit. So it said 9 o'clock, starting at 9 o'clock. Flare drop. So welcome to our Facebook chat here for this Friday night. And the reason why we're doing it here on Facebook is, you know, because we want to talk to everybody. But also because we are... Hi, Alexis, how you doing? There's one of our BSPs. I did it sideways, man, and it looks sideways. Dylan Barnes is with us in California. The reason why it is tonight is because we thought that it being the holiday season, we had a bunch of things that were going on, and I had to stay mobile. You know, I had to be out about and doing shit. I was going to dinner tonight, and it turned out, no, I wasn't. You know, that got canceled. So that's the good news. And because we'd already said we'd be on Facebook Live, because what I was going to do is do the Facebook chat from wherever I was. And since I'm not going to dinner tonight, since I'm here with Thunder, my cat is over there someplace, then, you know, here we are. So I'm really, really happy to be with you guys. And I'm dressed for the weather here at the El Pacifico at the beach because it gets colder than shit here. It doesn't snow or anything, but it really gets cold. And we've had a lot of rain here and, you know, all kinds of cold-ass weather. So that's why I got this on. I got the old fire going over there. So let me just say hello to everybody. I know there's a lot of people that are BSPs. Hi, Josh. Thank you very much. Dave, where do you get off on the actress's back? Sick fuck. Matt, how you doing, man? Matt, it got to the 40s today, and it was raining, and that's cold, as you know, for California. Mary Grace says, Happy New Year to Bobby Dooley, and Jess Edwards is with us. Kim Blodgett is with us. How you doing, Kim? I'm not exactly sure when we do these chats, you know, I'm talking to our BSPs. Those are backstage pass people. In other words, most of the time we do this for our subscribers. So it's more of a back and forth, and they talk among each other. But when I do, when I'm doing one of these, I'm curious as to whether I should... hey, Lori is a new BSP. Lori, how you doing? Thank you. Amanda is with us. John, how are you? Thank you, man. Dylan Barnes says we got a check for a joy hole, Jay Santos. I like that one, too. Hayden Chandler, you get me through work every day, Phil. Thank you very much, man. I'm so happy that so many of you guys have found our podcast, and I really am really grateful. And God, you know, there seems like there's so much shit going on, and I can't remember any of it, you know. I know we're going to do another Drunk History in January, and it probably won't air until the end of the summer. And I know I'm probably holding the camera like this, and the more I do, you know. Sorry about that. we're going to do a Drunk History in about, I think, 3 weeks, but it probably won't air until the end of the spring. And my good friend Derek Waters over there, the creator and producer of Drunk History, giving us another shot to throw up in the Uber on the way home. Derek, always appreciate that. Seriously, though, I do, man. I love you for that. And a bunch of other stuff is happening. Our new website design is going to be rolled out here in about 3 or 4 weeks. So we're really excited about that because there's going to be all kinds of stuff happening there, man. It is going to be so awesome, the access to the archives. But I know you don't want to talk about that. So Sheila, hey, how you doing? Sheila from Durango. And she says, Mark, are you on? Okay, Sheila's talking. Rory, checking in from Columbus. How you doing, brother? Edward, Phil, thank you for sharing your sense of humor with the world. You know, thank you, Edward, for actually being there to receive it. I appreciate that, man. Mary Grace is with us. We love your podcast. Thank you. Doris Hruska, Better Live. Overend Noon, more rapping. Share the show, share it around. Yeah, we have a rap bed that we use. Andrew Check is with us. How is Jay Santos?
Well, you know, Andrew, it's interesting your talk about that. Jay Santos is, I know you laugh about Operation Peep Tom. You get your giggles and you do your laughter, but I'll tell you something right now. You know, what's the latest thing that I was doing? What was the thing? What's the kick I'm on? Oh, yeah, Joy Hole. I'm going down to San Diego Charger football, and what do I see? I see, things froze. Are you guys okay? All of a sudden, there was a scroll out there. I go down to San Diego Charger football. What do you think I see?
That's right.
I see one of the San Diego Charger guards, and it's a security guard there at San Diego Charger Stadium, or whatever they call it. You know, they call it Charger standalone, or whatever, I don't know what they call it. But, and there's a security guard right there, big as life. He's got the joy hole. How do I know? Because his hands are like all, you know, when you have your hands in your pocket, your hands shouldn't be moving when they're in your pocket. So,
I thought Jay was a real person. Just kidding, says Jason. Aren't you cute? John, my favorite radio show. Thank you, brother. Andy is Andy Brown. My boss, Deb Daly, told me to come here. We love you. Do you know Debbie? You know, I hope Debbie realizes that we created Debbie Daly, the deaf mute talk show host, completely independent of any knowledge of Debbie's show. So it wasn't a comment on her, and I hope that she knows that, because I always feel bad about that. Let's see. Andrea, I could give a sweet J.C. Santos. You're weirded out, man. Nicole Daniels. Hey, Nicole. Nicole is one of my former producers in Washington. Lori Gill loves the general.
Well, you know, Lori, let me just tell you this. You know, years ago, when I started out, I was in the Army. I started in Fresno, California, and I got the hell out of there. I joined the United States Army. I was immediately inducted. I went to Vietnam, did the very best that I could, came back here with a lot of, memories. And now here I am. And everything in between that, from the end of Vietnam to today, is nobody's business. But I will tell you this. I have been to the doctor on average 3 times a month, which is not that bad.
All right, Steve is with us. Aaron, my favorite character is Button Harvey. John, Captain McCain, there was a station in Philly that played you 12 hours. No shit. David Ortiz, I'm pretending to hang up. Right. And Craig says, better than the Roosevelt Fires. Here's Chris Metcalf, longtime listener. How you doing, Chris? Watching this on the iPad. I won from the Bill Henry show. That's right. We gave away some iPads, 2 years ago, was it, Chris? We gave away an iPad a day. And people came to me and they said, Phil, what's the whole reason for the iPad a day giveaway? I said, well, it's a really cool promotion. They go, yeah, we're losing money on it, man. You know, we're not getting the money, the thing that they... And I... Oh, okay. But I dig... we should do one of those anyway. Mary says, my husband Andres and I love you. Thank you. And Dan Schultz, my favorite clip of last year was Bud talking to the fast food recording. Paul Levine, I refuse to believe that your characters don't actually exist. Greg Wendling, I'm going to attempt to climb through the iPhone now. Are you guys watching the Orange Bowl? Is that the big game tonight? I saw, it was downstairs in the studio, and I think I saw Florida State and Michigan, right? Bill Kirby, Phil, Bobby is my favorite character. Can you give me a shout out? We love you in Boston. Bill, how are you, man? It's great to talk to you. And, man, so great to talk to somebody in Boston. Bobby?
Yes, I'm Bobby Dooley. I know it looks funny, but anyway, Boston, do you remember, what was the song? I'm too young, Steve.
Yeah, it's Dirty.
Dirty Water, do-do-do-do, I don't know, but... my boys want to go back to Boston to see the Red Sox. Isn't that who that is? Oh, they were going wild over the Chicago Red Sox.
No, it's...
I'm sorry, it's the Boston... It's the Boston Cub, isn't it? Who's the team that hasn't won the World Series since, I think, since the country was founded, right? When the last World Series they won?
Glad they didn't have it.
Steve, why don't you sit down and do something other than what you're doing, which is standing there. You're working that joy hole again, aren't you?
God, come on, Bobby. I don't...
Bullshit. Can I get Jay Santos? Because I think my husband's joy hole in it. Why are your hands moving in your pocket then?
Huh?
Why are your hands moving in your pocket, Steve?
Oh.
Joy hole.
All right. Andrew Check is requesting more Herb Sewell. Does he still attend the botany lectures at Atascadero? Given by who's the cat? What's the dude's name, man? I can't remember. Walter Bellhaven. Willie Bailey II, love listening to you all the way from Texas. Hey, Willie, Tate Myers, any big happenings at the Rusty Pelican, tomorrow night? I don't know. Hey, Chris. Chris Norton is, of course, the Rusty Pelican maven. What do you think, Chris?
Well, first of all, I'm going to be going to the Rusty Pelican every Friday night. I mean, there's no way I don't make the Pelican, what I call make the Pelican. But I want to also say that a couple of things. We are going to have a very special porn version of Beauty and the Beast. And I'm the Beast. I'm misunderstood because of my cess. My cess is strong. My cess is powerful. My cess is overwhelming. Even in my sister, and I don't have cess with my sister, but she can sense the cess. And so she said, why don't you do Beauty and the Beast? And I thought, wow. So we're going to do a special porn version of Beauty and the Beast on Ruth Sissy Sis. What up? All right, Chris, thanks a lot. I know you're laughing at me. Yeah, I am laughing at you because you're an asshole. God damn, man. I mean, not that you're an asshole, but you just sound like a dork. Learn how to speak the language, man. Mr. Henry. See, that whole Mr. Henry. Learn to speak the language, man. Hey, man, I mean, what don't you get about Root Sissis?
Root Sissis?
All right.
Rory McLeod, Phil should do a live remote from the joy hole. Phil, been in India since KFI days. Thank you, John. John Andrew Shaw with us. Robert Weiss, where's Margaret? Is she mumbling in the background?
No, Robert, Margaret's here, and I always will be here. Oh, my God, the cat's chewing that electrical cord, Phil.
Oh, no, the cat isn't.
Yes, the cat is chewing the electrical cord.
No, the cat's going after the Q-tip.
Well, in any event, thank you very much for asking. Phil actually performed me on stage at the Hollywood Improv, and it was god-awful weird. You know, a man with a beard doing a woman's voice.
Jim Kaufman, Chris Norton does a backflip over an open watermelon on New Year's Eve. Yes, he does. Matthew's with us. Matthew, how you doing, brother? Doris is here. It's funny how you copy the voice of call-in radio people. It is. Huh? Rob Rorick, you trying to mooch a taco. Richard Frankel, I'll be subscribing to the backyard pass on I couldn't read it, man. Sheila, you once said your characters don't invade into your daily life. Well, thanks a lot. They invade ours. I'm constantly saying, it's what I do, Phil. It's what I do. Also, Bobby, now the husband says it. Sheila. I think that's a compliment. Thank you, Sheila. Alexis, does Thunder give you weird cat looks when you do voices? Yeah, she kind of tilts her head like, are you talking to me, motherfucker? Kind of weird stuff like that. Jesse Edwards, do you stick your tongue down Tammy? Oh, look at this, Jesse. You just got fucked right out of this game, man. You know why? Not because what you said was wrong, man, but because I don't need any more fucking problems with that fucking bitch, if you know what I'm saying. Maybe you were there. Maybe you were the guy that, started all of that, dude. Maybe you're the motherfucker that started all that shit, motherfucker. Are you the guy? I recognize you, Jesse. Well, guess what? You're fucked on ice. Bye. Steve, thank you, man. Can't quit listening. 18 years now.
Robert, Father McQuarters is here right now. And I'll tell you this. I've often said to Phil,
some of the things that I'd like to say to you, and some of the things I'd like to say to the people that are watching this chat tonight.
And that is the following thing. That life can be a beautiful thing if you keep it beautiful and you keep it on the up and up.
But if you don't, you're fucked.
And always keep your hand on the joy hole.
Now, what is it that, what? Hold on for just a minute. What? I'm watching the Everton soccer game. Yeah, I guess you want to put it on the Orange Bowl. I saw someone say, rest in peace, Bob Colburn. Absolutely. I guess I'm next. Yeah, I think I'm next. Good night, Apathy. That's Apathy from our 2677. Justin loves the Art Bell. Well, anyway, man, Bobby Dooley bit about the Mexicans invading and therefore the Western estates has to install mud ovens. Yeah, that's an old one, man. I remember that one. Bryn Marie McLaughlin's joined us. There's Valerie Gregson. Tell us about the time you had to level a guy at an Ambrosia concert. I went to the Ambrosia concert last Saturday night with Valerie. And there was a dude, and I think I mentioned this on the air. We were at the Ambrosia show at the Canyon Club. And there was a dude who turned around and he goes, quit touching me, man. Quit touching me. And we're like, what the fuck? You know, so I backed, you know, Valerie was there. We backed up because I didn't know. Maybe I did touch the guy. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. Quit touching me. Okay. But then it didn't matter because the cat comes back with quit touching me, you know. And finally turns around and does it again. Quit touching me. I said, man, I am not fucking touching you, you know. And I haven't laid a hand on you, man. I said, since the time you said don't touch me, I made goddamn sure I had a huge amount of space between me and you. And he goes, well, you're ruining my night. And Valerie says to him, well, you're ruining mine. And he said, well, you know, F it, or some bullshit. So it was clear that we were dealing with a mental case until finally this cat turns around, he looks at me, he goes, I'm sorry. And by that point, it was like I wasn't even in the mood, you know. But I realized that I was in a crowd of baby boomers who were probably all really damaged by years and years and years of acid and peyote and whatever else. So that might have been this cat's problem. The woman he was with, who I'm assuming was his wife, I don't know why I assume that, but I am. She looked like she was very familiar with his fucking problem, you know. Because the minute he went, quit touching me, she was like, Charlie. You know, she was trying to calm him down like, you know, she's been through this before. I don't know what that phobia is. Maybe it has something to do with not, you know, being in public much. Sam says, Phil, my brother is in the Peace Corps in Micronesia. I mail an iPod back and forth to him with your podcast episodes on it, and he loves it. I thought you might like to hear there's a lone American in Micronesia sitting on a one-mile square island with no electricity, a halfway around the world from us, laughing his ass off. Thank you. That does mean a lot to me, man. Thank you. That's fantastic. One of my best friends in the world, Rich Driscoll, was in the Peace Corps, and it's where he met his wife, who has passed on, unfortunately. So I don't know why I brought that up, but I love you, Rich, if you're watching me, man. And even if you're not, I love you. Scott, I'm having an all-you-can-eat Negro buffet for New Year's Eve. All are invited. Fred Navlin, I'm crippled by the Phil Henry addiction. I've never seen talent like you. Thank you, Fred. Do you own a radio station? Do you own a radio network? Do you own a movie studio? Do you own a nightclub? All of those things would be fantastic. If I run into anybody who is like you, Fred, and they happen to own any one of those things, my ass is in clover, I would think. I don't know. How is Kevin Conneal doing? You're right, Andrew. Kevin is saying that you've got to foreclose on all those people, because I'll tell you, foreclosing on people, that is where it's at, man. You got to foreclose. There's all kinds of people foreclosing, otherwise you're stupid. Matthew McFarland, I listen to the podcast working on Navy warships every day in the morning here in Maine. No shit. Where are you in Maine, Matthew? Kevin, my brother was in the Navy. Kevin, what did the chef make for Christmas dinner? The chef? I don't remember. What did I do? I don't even fucking remember what I did for Christmas. I have no idea. It was a blur. Hey, Phil, Dr. Trump, DJ Troublemaker here. Don't know if you remember me or not. Happy New Year. How you doing, Kevin? I don't, but that doesn't mean anything. Chip's asking, how's the weather? It's been raining. It's been butt-fucking cold. And it's been and windy. That's why I'm dressed up the way I am. Even though I probably could, and I've got a fire going behind me, and I probably could turn the heater on, but I'm too goddamn cheap. My cat is fine, so all's good. How's Ted Bell?
Hey, you know, let me tell you something about Ted Bell. You know, we have the prime rib room, yes. We have the buffet, yes. We have the car park, yes. We have all of that and more, but I got Hong Kong Charlie busting my castanets. Okay? Okay. Anyway, here's Chef Carl Cedilli. Chef?
Right now.
I can't understand a goddamn thing. If you're going to do a... You're going to do a Cornish game hen. God damn.
I mean, I'm going to cook the fucking thing.
Well, then cook it, man. Don't talk about doing it. Some of the weird freaks that you got to deal with when you own a restaurant. I'm Ted Bell.
Bill Rudman says, listening, watching in a hotel. God, where? Bill. Oh, I missed it, Bill. This is in a hotel in where? Shanghai. All right, so... that's where that's at. That is the that's the extent of that here on this evening's chat. Here is David Sefier. What's your cat's name? Thunder. Have you ever done your cat? Have I ever fucked my cat? No. And no. And I haven't. I can't do animal sounds. I know somebody that does animal sounds. Tara Strong, who's a animation voice actress that I work with, she does fantastic animal sound. And I'm not shitting you. She does dog barks and she does cat meows. And there's Debbie Daly. Is that the Debbie Daly?
Debbie, hi, how are you doing, dear?
Phil, thanks for doing this. Listen to you since the early days on KFI. Used to get together with my buddies and just laugh our asses off. Thanks for being there, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, Kevin wants to hear Raj Finney tonight. Raj was one of the first, different, what do you call it, the voice that I did. But for me, Raj is old school, you know, Middle East, Gulf War bullshit, you know, it's not relevant today. Unless, of course, I'm going to have to start doing a Russian voice, I think.
Wichita, Kansas, Robert Alderman, how you doing, man? Here's Joe checking in from Scranton. Love R.C. Collins and the Get a Load of This Guy asides. Thanks for the laughs. You're welcome, man. Jay Heisenberg Martin checking in. Tom Watson. Rory McLeod. Jay Santos does the pat up and the pat down. Right. Phil, if you're taking requests, can you berate me with "you look like a rube" speech? Can't think of a higher honor.
You know what you look like to me? You know what you look like to me with your good shoes and your bad bag? You look like a rube. A well-scrubbed hustling rube. Good nutrition's given you length of bone, but you're not too far removed from two generations of poor white trash. And oh, how the boys found you with all their sticky fumblings in the back seats of cars when all you wanted to do was get out, get anywhere, get all the way to the FBI!
I still cut people off in traffic that put my pinky in my mouth and say, ooh, yeah. Years since Jay Sanders and the Jay Sanders and the Y2K and the Y2K jelly. Yes, absolutely. Rick Hall says this is the best thing on Facebook this year. Jesus, we did just make it. I'm watching this goddamn Everton fucking soccer team, and I can tell you that I don't, I'm not necessarily proud of my my affinity to with the English Premier League, although I like it, but I don't know why the hell I got into Everton, other than the fact that I had been in Liverpool once, and I got to like the team. It was the year they'd last won the championship. And ever since then, I've had a soft spot in my head for Everton, and they suck. They really do suck. I mean, I love you guys, Everton, but you just fucking suck, man. They're losing games they shouldn't lose, all kinds of shit. Hold on, I'm sorry, guys. I'm having to plug something in here. Anyway, our BSP chat continues this evening. Good to have all of you with us. We have Kevin Brookhauser, Debbie Daly. Your back is on fire. Andrew Check, thank you, Andrew. You're a sweet man for checking in over and over and over and over and over again. No, it's cool. Steve Nylander is with us. So, usually this is our backstage pass chat, but like I said, I thought I was going to be out tonight. In fact, Valerie there, wherever you are, Valerie, I was supposed to have dinner with her tonight, but she got sick. Mentally. Physically, she's fine, but mentally, she suddenly began acting out in traffic. And I said, maybe tonight's not a good night. And she said, and she just sort of went, and I, yeah, okay. So, she probably just didn't want to go to dinner with me. She probably just, you know, was thinking, how do I get out of it with this creep? How do I get out of dinner with this? I know, I have the flu. So, Valerie, what I was going to do... I know you are. Oh, she says she's sick mentally. You know what I was going to do? Seriously, when we went to dinner at about 9 o'clock, which would be right, you know, this around this... I was just going to whip the phone out at the table. I said, whip out the phone at the table and just do the chat at the table at this Italian restaurant that we were going to go to. An Italian restaurant. Like, I got any goddamn business eating Italian food. I have... no right to eat Italian food. Is this the Debbie Daly or not? Debbie, is this a fake Debbie Daly? I will not do any request that you make of me, Debbie Daly, unless you're the real Debbie Daly. What does that mean, yes, crazy train? What the fuck does that mean? Does that mean yes? Rich Hall, it's me, Debbie. Okay, Debbie, what did you want me to do? My wife doesn't believe I'm here talking to Phil Hendry. I'm like, oh, yeah, watch this. Please call me. Hey, well, whoever you were, Debbie, how can I prove it? Well, no, I know exactly. I know it's you, Debbie. Unless you're really... You have been on my show twice. Yes, I have. In fact, I owe you... Don't I owe you a visit? I completely fucked up something there. I know I had a call from you. Rick, how you doing, man? All right. I got a request from, I think, Steve Nylander to do something, a big shout-out or something, and I forget what it was. There's Jason M., missing Lloyd and his daughter in Portland, but understand General Shaw is the more complete character. This is why I'm a BSP member. Love the live chats, Phil. Thanks, Bill. Are you really a BSP, Bill? Because I don't remember you on the other ones. So, Debbie, what was your request? What did you want me to do? Rick Hall, 2017. Hey, Kung Fu, KLUG Radio 101.1 in Crescent City, California. Jason, how you doing? God, man. Celeste, you're right. It is a Mexican mule. And I want to hear you do Tom Likas, okay? Well, I'm going to do this for Debbie Daly. And, Debbie is, you know, actually, I'm doing Tom's voice from about 15 years ago.
All right, because I'm not sure I sound like that.
But Debbie, I don't know if I've been on Debbie Daly's show or not. I know Phil Henry's been on Debbie Daly's show. And it pisses me off that I've never been on.
Here's Vic Billa. Where's your podcast, Phil? On my website. Let's see, Ken... Debbie Daly, thank you, Debbie. Chris Metcalf, take me out with a bong hit. No shit. I've been laughing since 1996. Sharon, how you doing? Thank you, Sharon. Brian, forget cable satellite. All I need is a BSP, and I'm set. Thanks for all the laughs, Phil. Thank you, Brian, very much.
Debbie Daly, I'm going to tell you something right now. You think I'm a heterosexual, blah, blah, blah. And Phil Hendry doing my voice.
Sorry, Tom.
Yeah. Fuck you.
All right. Anthony, the real something, Dodgers versus ethnic food people. Oh, yeah. We used to do those baseball games. We did Dodgers versus ethnic food people, which was like Uncle Ben's converted rice, shit like that. And we did the Dodgers versus, yeah, there was a team of Uncle Ben's converted rice and some other bullshit. They used to have Aunt Jemima. They used to have all kinds of different personalities, to, you know, who did, who were, you know, spokespeople or spokes characters for different foods. So that was, you know, I liked doing that. That was a lot of fun. Kevin Ledford, any news to us, BS peers on HendryCon? Kevin, I'm going to do a visit different cities, man, and do different venues in those cities. So, for instance, I was just talking to one of our BSPs in Atlanta, and I'm going to go to Atlanta, I'm pretty sure, early February for this dude's birthday party. And just hang and say hello to people and shit like that, right? I'm not, you know, I'm not charging any appearance fee or anything like that. It was just a request. And she's a longtime listener of BSP, and so I'll do that. I'm going to go to Tampa. I know I'm going to go to Miami. I know I'm going to go to Portland. I know I'm going to go to, you know, probably Salt Lake City. You know, anywhere where you know, we've got a real load of fans. New York City, Moscow, you know, Beijing. We're huge. And then, of course, Mongolia. I got cats over there on horseback, just, you know, hey, man, what time of Henry on? And I'm, fuck it. And they're just hauling ass to the desert, looking for a podcast, looking for a receptacle. We no longer look for radios, we look for devices, is what we're looking for. Bryn Marie says, my mate in Perth is around here somewhere, I think. He says the last day of the year. I corks, nice of her. Bryn is in San Francisco, but she is also in Australia part of the year. Here is Brian Menard, Bobby and Steve Dooley, and the Dust-Off Cans. Come to Seattle, Marty Duke. Yeah, Seattle is a great, great market for us. So that's what we're going to do, and that's going to take place throughout the coming year. And I'm very grateful that we finally, you know, kind of came around to that. Who's the guy at the center of higher... Drawing a blank, Debbie Daly.
Debbie Daly.
Irvine Improv 2017. Well, that's up to the Irvine Improv, isn't it? But I'm sure that we'll get around to some of those. Sam Stoney, Phil, I'm on the East Coast. I found out about you from Jay Thomas on Sirius about 3 years ago. Haven't missed a show since. He's a fan of you. Jay is? I'm going to tell you something. Jay Thomas is a very tough guy to please, so bless his heart. I mean that. And God, I wish I'd love to have that cat's career, because he does everything, man. Jay Thomas does. Thank you, Jay. See, Pants Go Boom says, Steve, there's Steve. The fuck is on my foot, man? All right, how are we doing here? Jason M., Bobby and Steve Dooley at the Auschwitz gift shop. Yeah, that was one that was definitely... Yeah, you know, dragging the bottom of the barrel. But it was to illustrate how some people are very sociopathic when it comes to, you know, some of that stuff. You know, they don't get it. You know, they're like,
oh, we went and we saw Auschwitz. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you realize that that's...
It's what?
It's horrible.
Yes, it is. Oh, it was very horrible. We read the brochures, and it was amazing, really. And then we had the box lunch.
It was like, don't you... You know, she doesn't quite... Something is missing there, man, you know. Debbie says, Steve has warrants. Debbie, I gotta tell you, that's one of my favorite lines. You know, Bobby couldn't pull over because Steve has warrants. How many times, well, maybe it hasn't happened to you, it's happened to me a lot, where a friend of mine has said, I better not drive tonight, man. I said, why? I got warrants. You know, okay, why don't you take care of that shit, man? I'm trying to, but I've got, like, I got this job I got to do next week. And then, are you driving? I can't drive now, man, because I smoked about four or five bong. Uh-huh. Well, what's with uh-huh, man? You understand? I do understand, dude, but no, I don't think you do, man, because you don't understand. You wouldn't be smoking all them fucking... bong loads, and you would not be putting your ass at risk. Debbie, it's one of your best shows. Notice how I'm reading all of Debbie's lines? Because, I don't know. I feel I owe Debbie because of the times that I've been a piece of shit to her. Tom Kapp, where the hell is Art Bell? Is that King? King, is that you, brother? Thanks for the picture. Art Bell, and I gotta tell you, I have been a big fan of Phil Henry. I think he's a great talent. But I will tell you, knowing what I know about the extraterrestrial life and so forth and so on and so forth, I think there's something wrong with the man.
Yes, because you're pretty, Debbie. All right, there it is. I'm trying to get you to move in with me out here in California and abandon your goddamn life there in Texas. And so, King Kapp is there. Tom Kapp, say hello to Tom. He sent us a picture from the subway train there, whatever that is, Tom, in Tokyo. That's where he's at, and we appreciated that. We got one from our buddy Ben in Dubai. If we have any other international BSPs, we love to hear from you, man, because that's kind of cool, you know, getting pictures from off there in weird land. Frank says, I love warm milk and cigarettes in the morning. Oh, now you're talking about, you're talking right now about Don Mixa. And Don Mixa, I realize, has a little bit of a Johnny Carson voice, except you can imagine Don Mixa. Who's Fufu? Oh, your best? Fuck yeah! Bring Fufu. Don Mixa kind of gets up close to you, and he's talking to you like this, and his breath is just the most fucked up breath. And it's just, you know, that coffee and milk. Oh, Christ. You know? So that's Don Mixa. Hope you come to South Carolina or somewhere close. Yeah, Aaron, what's a good place in South Carolina for us to go to, man? No, I'm joking. I mean, I'll bet you Hilton Head Island? I don't know. A friend of mine is in North Carolina right now. My friend Barry is in North Carolina, who I want to go visit, and she is not having a good time. But she's way the fuck out in the sticks. And I said, you got to get to the city. She's from D.C. I said, go back to D.C., man. But I don't know. Chris Metcalf asks, is Art Bell still pitching the Peenemann ass purse? I believe so, yes. The Peenemann Enterprises ass purse, all you need, you pack into this purse, park it in your ass, and you're set for the millennia. You're set for the end of the world. By Mark Bell. Here's Stephen. Got my BSP, went in Iraq in 2010, listened nightly there in Afghanistan. God damn, Stephen. A warrior, man. And you still have time for our show. Thank you, man. Thank you, brother. Brian Menard, how about some Frank Gray, gender confused? Let me tell you something. Is her name Brian? Yeah. Brian, people talk an awful lot about gender confusion. I was talking to Margaret. He told me that, you know, I don't know what he's talking about. He's every bit the woman that I need. So I can guarantee you I'm not confused about his gender, nor am I confused about Henry's gender. Okay? How could you be confused about her gender? She's a guy. I mean, the day I mistake her for a man, or for a woman, excuse me, pretty hard to mistake her for a man, to be honest with you. But the day I mistake her for a woman is the day I blow my brains from this part of my head clean out through that ear. See how specific I'm being? Because that's how I want you to remember me. Frank Gray, I remember her. She was very specific. All right, Keith Williams, Margaret Mumble, let's get some.
You know something, Keith? People think that's funny. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to keep the filth out of the show. So if I say that someone was running my hand, right? Phil?
No, what did you say?
I said someone grabbed my hand.
Grabbed your ankle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now you told me to fuck off.
No, I said, mm-hmm.
Oh, you said, fuck you.
Yes, that's what I said.
Thank you.
What a ding.
I love her, that Frank. She's the best. Yes, Frank is wonderful. There's Debbie. Just get your basset hound and get your ass out here, Debbie. That's what I'm saying to you. All right. You and Valerie. Get over tonight, if you can possibly handle it. I'll forget it. All right. Roger Walsh, hello from Buffalo. Roger, how you doing? Ask Vernon if he'll coach the Bills. Vernon, what about that?
Let me tell you something. I already had my time coaching professional football. I coached in the USFL. And I know that doesn't seem like pro ball to a lot of you, but I can guarantee it was pro ball. The only difference between coaching pro ball and coaching college ball is in pro ball, you're dealing with agents. In college ball, you're dealing with the alumni. See? And they're all just, oh. You don't like them? No, I don't. No, 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 no.
Here is Adam John Hitchcock. I have Google searched teachers, and I can't find anything. Is there anywhere I could get the episodes? YouTube. Try YouTube, Adam, but I don't know. Hendrix Live, Game of Thrones on DVR, and a holiday weekend. Woot, woot. Matt Marone. Hey, Fred, I did Chris Norton, but for you?
Hey, Fred, how you doing? This is Chris Norton, and I hope you get my brand spanking new adult film, the new adult film. And, you know, I know Mr. Henry and a lot of people laugh about it, but this is a new adult film, and we have sex in space. That's right. That's right. We have sex in space, and there is some very heavy sex, a lot of sexual energy in space. It's called On the Way to Mars and the Sex Express. And I'm very proud of it. I didn't make it. I didn't produce it. I didn't write it. I'm not even in it, really, except I pull cable, which doesn't mean this. It means I actually do pull cable. But I'm still proud of it because I would have thought of it had I thought about it. I'm Chris Norton, and I hope you go see Mars Sex Express from Blast Off Productions. What's the name of your company, Chris? Norton Splodes. No, man. Norton Splodes. Oh, Norton Explodes. Yeah. Okay. Well, what's Blast Off Productions?
What?
I mean, I'm sorry. What is Blast Off Productions? Blast Off Productions. Okay. Blast Off is my company, but not yet. And they allowed me to tag that on. So I say, Mars Sex Express from Blast Off. You know, fuck you, Henry.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, I'll bet you are, man.
You know, you got to watch that FU stuff there, Chris, because this is like a family show.
Right, it is.
Breasts at Breasts and some adult... Oh, yeah, Rory saw Breasts at Breasts.
Oh, you did, man? Where'd you see it, man? When we did Breasts at Breasts, that was a short. And when I said it was a short... I sued Bill Rifkin over an adult video review because he said, when Chris Norton says it's a short, is he talking about his penis? And I'm like, wow, no, I'm talking about the length of the film. And he goes, I know, I'm only kidding. And I go, but don't you understand? And I walked out. And I probably was dripping a few tears.
Des Fields, sir, I was there for your first night at KFI 640 about 20 years ago. Everyone said you suck, but I got it and still love what you do. Thanks, Des.
Thanks a lot, brother.
I remember them days, man.
Breast at Breast.
Well, Rory here says Breast at Breast. It's called Breast at Breast, man. I'm sorry. Rory says Brexit Breasts is in the discount bin.
Bullshit, man. That's Ezra special bullshit. Just telling you what he said, man.
Mavis, do you still love Trump?
I'm gonna tell. Who asked that question?
One of the people here.
One of the people on what?
On this chat.
All right, now I'm gonna tell you something right now. God damn it! I'll tell you this right now. I love Donald Trump. I love it, and you want to know why I love Donald Trump? Because it pisses off all my friends. All my girlfriend, everything, piss them all. I said, I love Donald Trump, and forevermore, I'll be voting for Donald Trump. And I'll tell you another thing, I love John goddamn McCain, too.
Well, you have to watch your language.
I'm sorry, but I do. Until such time as I say different, that's where it's at. Put your cap back on, Phil, bald-headed motherfucker.
Jesus. I got to get my glasses here.
Hey, Phil, look at your head. You look like one of the Keebler elves. Goddamn. You look like a Keebler elf, man.
Debbie,
Here we go. Let's see, where are we at here, man? Rich, my wife and I were hurting ourselves laughing at the black pastor on the roller coaster raising money for his church. That was,
that's Pastor William Rennick. And I'll tell you about Pastor Rennick.